This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. Fried chicken. The number of options keeps growing in Austin. And now a brand that might be familiar to a few longtime Central Texans has been rebooted in the Miller development, JT Youngbloods. Austin American statesman restaurant critic Matthew Odom has been there a few times to check it out, and he's here to share his thoughts. Hi, Matthew.
Hey there, Nathan.
I think you like this place, right?
I do like. I mean, who doesn't like fried chicken? Some people that don't, but I do love fried chicken.
And this place stirred up some nostalgia for you?
Sure, for me personally, but also Central Texas, as you mentioned, some Central Texans might remember JT Youngbloods. It opened in the 40s and grew in Texas to about 30 locations, I believe.
Wow.
Shuttering around 1970. There was one here near the original P. Terry's on Lamar and Barton Springs, actually. And then it was rebooted earlier this year by Todd Duplechon, the chef owner of Le Noir, and Jeffrey Weinberger, the co-founder of Jeffrey's, and then their partner Jeff Haber, who worked with Duplechon at the Four Seasons. You've got a bunch of veterans and experts here in town that rebooted this thing.
Did they have anything to do with the original JT Youngbloods?
They did not, but they formed a relationship with the family, and they got the secret recipe for the yeast rolls and for the fried chicken. So although Duplechon does bring, you know, a great culinary pedigree to things, he didn't get too chefy with this. He kind of relied on the original recipe and didn't try and get too fancy or too carried away with it.
All right, so take me to the location at the Miller development. What is it like when I walk through the front door?
You have a lot of primary blues and yellows, kind of those 1970s schoolhouse blues and yellows. There's some pieces of stained glass that have the initials of the restaurant on them. It's not a super comfortable place, kind of hard floors, hard edges. It can be a little bit loud, but this is a place to go get fed, not really have like a dining experience.
Okay, let's get to the chicken.
Let's do it.
What is it like?
The fried chicken, it's knobby. It's kind of that auburn colored. They fry it, and you know, kind of this vigorous fry that just makes it fry hard and fast, and it gets all the skin to cling to the meat. So, you know, sometimes you'll get fried chicken where it's a little soggy or not crisp enough, or sometimes you get it and it's nice and crunchy, but it kind of slips off of the meat and the bone like a sheath, the skin does. This has a way of being hard and crunchy and also clinging to the meat. The meat's nice and juicy and salty. You got that greasy residue that it leaves on your lips. It's really great fried chicken, and you can't be scared of salt if you're going to dig into this stuff.
What do they serve it with, or what can you get with it?
You can get a variety of sides. I think there's about 10 sides, and pretty much classic sides. We're talking mashed potatoes and gravy elevated to the next level, just some excellent gravy. The mac and cheese isn't that Dayglo kids mac and cheese, but almost like a bechamel sauce. They've got some nice vinegary greens. They do a red slaw, which is really great. A little inside tip here. If you take their fried chicken sandwich, which is this beautiful fried chicken breast, and you put the tangy slaw there on top of the chicken breast, maybe even ask for a side of aioli or mayonnaise.
As you said, not everyone loves fried chicken. So if you want to bring someone who's not really into it, what are the other entree options?
The main other entree option is a roasted chicken. You can get a half bird or a full one. As opposed to the fried chicken, this kind of has that stocking tight skin that wraps around the chicken, and it's flecked with lemon and rosemary and thyme and some other spices. I think some smoked pepper of some sort. It's great. It's got a lot of depth of flavor. It also is really juicy underneath. And beyond the rotisserie chicken, you've also got wings that are served with kind of a sweet and spicy sauce, and you've got nuggets as well. So there are more options than just the fried chicken, but the fried chicken is the star.
And what are the prices like?
So you can get two pieces with a side, I think, for $9, up to a five-piece basket with a couple sides for $17, and they do a box of chicken, which I think is about 10 pieces, and sides are additional. That's around $30.
Was there anything you did not like about JT Youngbloods?
There's a weird little bar area that seems kind of utilitarian, and I don't think they want people spending all evening hanging out at it. There was a few service hiccups, like how fast the tables were bussed and things like that. But again, this is not a fine dining experience and white tablecloth. It's a place to go have a little nostalgia and a lot of fried chicken.
The restaurant is JT Youngbloods near the Thinkery in the Miller development. You can read Matthew Odom's full review in Friday's print edition of the Austin American Statesman or right now at austin360.com. Of course, Matthew Odom is the Statesman's restaurant critic. Good to see you, Matthew.
Always a pleasure, Nathan.